Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful day to you. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the Questions About Heaven podcast. My name's Brad Zockel, and I want to thank you for joining me. Wonderful day outside. We're finally getting some spring weather here. We've had a couple of cold snaps, and I bet you've had the same in your area, too. Thank you so much for your donations, your encouragement. Our car fund, as we are looking to get another vehicle, not necessarily a brand new one, but another vehicle with much lower mileage. We're getting close to 250,000 miles on our transportation right now. I'm going over to our sister ministry, Dr. Rick Cross, the CEO of Acorn Global, acornglobal.org, told us. He said, hey, look, why don't we handle the car fund so you can keep doing what you need to be doing in your ministry? And there, of course, there's no cost. They're a 501c3 helping us, and we are a 501c3. And when I last checked, we've just cleared $7,000 on our $12,500 goal to be able to get another used car, but one with much lower mileage. And that is absolutely wonderful. If I can remember right, we're at 57%. We're 57% getting there. And so thank you so much, and we'll just keep traveling and keep marching on moving around the country and serving the Lord in our heaven tour around the country. This Sunday, I'm going to be in Alabama at a wonderful location. I checked it on the website, and it is beautiful. It's called the Molly, M-O-L-L-Y, in Hamilton, Alabama. The organizer, Miss Christie, and her husband have been wonderful in organizing our gathering there, 2 o'clock this Sunday. And if you hear this and there's enough time for you, well, you just pack everything, go down to First Street in Hamilton, Alabama, and join us at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Molly. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful one-day Heaven is Home conference day, including what is God like, what is truly the reward seat of the believer, will we see our loved ones in heaven, and of course, our Q&A time. So, got a lot of that going here, and looking forward to being with you. Thank you so much for joining us there, if you're able to make it. The next week, we will be in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and that's going to be at a place we have rented. We are in Mount Airy, North Carolina, at Holiday Inn Express Business Meeting Room. The Business Meeting Room in Holiday Inn Express, in Mount Airy, and that will start at 10 in the morning, and we're going to lay out some donuts and some coffee for you. Obviously, with any of these, there is no cost. We do not charge for these conferences. You come on over. If you RSVP ahead of time, you're going to receive a wonderful gift from my brother, Brent of Zockel Pottery. He's making some things in a kiln and sending a secret nice gift to anybody who RSVPs for the Mount Airy conference meeting, and that would be by writing me and saying, I'm going to be attending, give me your name, and that would be at brad@theheaventour.com. brad@theheaventour.com. Let us know, and that's going to be, once again, 10 o'clock, and then we'll go through the lunch hour, bring in some pizzas, keep going, just for the Q&A time at noon, and then we'll head home. So we're going to have a nice, easy conference there. End of the month, I'll be in Grand Junction, Colorado, and the week following in the Pittsburgh area, and then later on in the month in Bradenton, Florida. So there's going to be a lot of traveling by plane and by car. Thank you so much for your protective prayers for safety as I travel. I've had a couple close calls in the car in times past, and the Lord just really took care. And I thank you so much for that. And we really had, boy, when I flew to California, we had a rough flight. But I know that your prayers have meant so much in taking care of all of my safety needs. And also, those wonderful gifts you give. We are 501c3. You will receive a receipt from us for your tax deductions. And thank you very, very much. The books available at Amazon, there were 2 of them. What we have, What is Heaven All About? And Heaven, the Adventure Begins. Now, we're looking here today in our time together at eternal life, and what does that mean? What is going to happen to us, or maybe given to us? And I want to bring this up because I talked about this earlier on a live stream, and I feel that this should not be taken lightly. I'll ask people, what is eternal life to Christians? And they'll say, well, this means that I'm never going to die. I'll never have corruption. And indeed, that's true. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 53 through 57 say, our new existence will be incorruptible and immortal. But that's not the best definition of eternal life. And you say, well, it means that I'm going to enjoy my friends. And indeed, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19, Paul says one of the great joys, his crown of rejoicing, is in seeing the ones, the believers that he's seen in this life, let alone the ones he hadn't ever met in different, you know, of different eras, but seeing his friends here, that would be indeed. And then there's a lot of questions, you know, well, what would really be eternal life according to the Bible? And here it is. You can find it in John chapter 17 and verse 3. This is the definition by Jesus. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now think about that. What we're created for is not that we will have celestial bowling or some sort of a forever amusement park, although there will be great joy there. But the eternal life definition is talking about a relationship with God. Think about this. If you have eternal life in its strictest sense, you are going to know God in a way that you never could have achieved here on life. This is really, really stunning when you think about it. Jesus Christ, it tells us in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20, he is the true God and eternal life. Well, once again, we're talking about a relation. I like this because whenever we will talk about some people, and I had brought this up, that a lady had said, and we talked about this, she hasn't answered yet when I asked her point blank to explain this. She had mentioned in one of my posts, she says, I don't care what anybody says, in my heaven, my four dogs will be there. And I wrote back and I said, your heaven? Perhaps you'd like to explain where this definition comes from. Haven't received any answer yet. My heaven? I think one of the worst things that I would ever do, if it ever came to the point that I would tell you, remember, this is Brad's heaven. That's the time I shut down this ministry, all right? This is of God. This is the joy of Jesus Christ. I'll remind you, it tells you in Psalm 16, verse 11, in your presence, Lord, is fullness of joy. Not in the presence of food, not in the presence of wealth in heaven, or in an immortal body. In your presence is fullness of joy. You know, you also just move over one psalm, go to verse 15, and it says this, as for me, when I see your face, I will see your likeness, and I will be satisfied. Where does the satisfaction come from? In God. We're seeing that. Now, I want you to think about this. So this is a relationship. This is what heaven's going to be. And the wonder of that is that everything is going to be prepared for that time. Now, I want you to think about this now. This is really something else. When we start looking in the Scripture, we find something. And let me give you an illustration on that. You know, whenever my older brother Brent, the one who's the potter, we both were in wrestling at the same time when we were in high school. And we would be in the little tiny high school over in Del Mar, Delaware, and we would finish up the practice. Or I'll tell you what, you know, even more, I think about this. We go to a meet, and it might be way upstate in Smyrna, Delaware, way down. We're in the very bottom of the state. And it's an hour drive up, and then we would be competing. And, of course, those of you who are wrestlers, you realize it exhausts like every pore of your body. It is absolutely just, you know, it just wears you out. You have taken every ounce of energy. You are famished on the way home, and we would be coming home an hour after the meet. It might be 10:30, 11 o'clock that night, and we would walk from the school. Neither of us had a car. We would walk from the school even more, I don't know, a mile or so to home, and I don't care what time of night it was. We would walk into the country kitchen there, and you know my mom would have a full meal for my brother and I. She had prepared it and not just said, go into the refrigerator and get something. She would personally prepare it. And I find that just as a wonderful memory of my mom. That is something that just stays with me through this day. She would prepare it. Or we were coming home from college, as I shared. And when we would pull up, if we were dropped off, we would sometimes pay some guys some gas money. And as they were coming through, up going up into Pennsylvania, they would drop us off in Delaware. We'd go in, and my mom would say, you know, I knew you wanted, you really liked lasagna, and I made it. And she spent hours making it. Homemade. Oh, prepare. Preparation is a sign of love, isn't it? By the loved ones. Ready? So if our eternal life is really this relationship with the Lord, listen to this. If you go through the scripture, God will show his love by showing his preparation. I mean, we're family, right? And if you're coming home to the family home, just like my mom, isn't it something that the parent would prepare something? Now think about this. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 40, Jesus is talking about those who would receive honor in heaven. And he says, to sit at my right hand or my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. Well, it's giving you an idea that there are designations of honor in heaven already prepared. The honor coming to you has already been prepared. We go back to Exodus chapter 23 and verse 20. And God talks about this, the preparation of love, or showing his love through preparation. He says, I'm going to send an angel before you to keep you along the way and bring you to a place I have prepared, he says to the Israelites. I prepare this place for you. It's like coming across the barren wasteland and coming over to the cabin, and the food stuffs in, you know, everything inside, it's safe. And it's all ready for you. Well, that's about the same thing. There's a place I've prepared as you've gone along the way. John 14, remember this? In my Father's house, there are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. Think of this. Many times we've talked about 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart, which means the imagination of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Are you getting the idea that God is in anticipation of your service here on earth, getting everything ready? Among the many passages that tell us this, Matthew 25, verse 34, come into the kingdom prepared for you, faithful Christian, from the foundation of the world. Can you imagine that? Prepared from the foundation of the world. And it tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, talking about the Old Testament saints. They looked for a better country. He has prepared a city for them. Why, I like that. You know, if I came to your house for Christmas and I walked, you said, well, you're coming in and Christmas Eve, boy, we've got everything set up for you and it's going to be a wonderful time. And as I come on in, nothing's ready at all. The tree's laying on its side. The boxes aren't even open of ornaments. Wrapping paper and tape are sitting in different places of the room. Then nothing's baking. The food, all the ingredients are separated on the kitchen island. And I'm kind of like, okay, what's going on? Well, you know, I mean, we'll get around to it. What's your problem? And you'd say, that's just not really something. Or let's say it would be Christmas morning or Thanksgiving Day. You come in. Oh, you come in at 2 o'clock and then nothing's ready. And people are very casual about it. And you just feel like, well, I thought there was something special that was going to be readied. And indeed, when you do go to a house and they have made special things they knew you liked and they prepared it, isn't that a wonder of love? Well, that's the Lord. It just gives you another aspect of this one who is of love. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this patient love, this kind love. Indeed, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7 says, God will bestow upon us kindnesses, doesn't he? This is part of your inheritance. Revelation 21 and verse 7. You're going to inherit these things, Christians. You're an overcomer. You're going to inherit these things. Why? Because the parents prepare the inheritance. The fathers prepare the inheritance, right? But what's even more is God will not die to give you that inheritance. Jesus died on the cross to make that inheritance possible, but he has a victory over death. And part of the inheritance you receive is freedom from the curse of death, as it says in Hebrews chapter 2, that fear of death as well. that has shackled so many. Well, there's more I could say, but I can see my time is rolling by here. I want to thank you for joining me today as we talk about this true eternal life. Remember, this is in John chapter 17, and as Jesus is praying to the Father, he says in verse 3, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." We were made for a relationship with God, and we shall enjoy that to the fullest in heaven, and then after heaven, as God says, I can do even better, the presentation of the new earth in Revelation 21. Wonderful promises. Thank you so much, my friends, for being with me. God bless you, and Lord willing, let's talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.